Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Colin Tuft. Colin, and you're off to a pretty good start here through your first few weeks back with the Shorebirds. How overall are you feeling at the plate and even in the field as well?
I feel good. I feel comfortable. Mostly excited to be back.
It was quite the scary injury for you in spring training, so how grateful is it to be back on the field? And what was a relatively quick amount of time it felt like?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a game I love, you know, and there's nothing in the world I like more than competing out there. And so I'm beyond grateful to be back. I'm beyond grateful that, like, it wasn't worse than it really was. 3 centimeters higher, I would have been blind in my left eye. So every day, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm able to still play this game. I'm aware that I'm extremely blessed from the opportunity of getting hit in the face. Who would have guessed that getting hit in the face is actually an opportunity to be grateful for the things that you have and the challenges that you go through on a day-to-day basis, you know? I'm very grateful for it.
You know, that's a scary thing to think about, being told 3 centimeters away from being blind in one eye. When you heard that, you know, how did that hit you?
It's not something that hits you. That's, I don't think me, like, as a human, can really come to truly accept that, as a matter of fact. Yeah. You know, I can say it affects me, but ultimately, I don't know the actual repercussions of that. But what I can tell you is the effects that it has it on me. You know, that fact has made me become extremely grateful for the simple things that I have. You know, like, I'm grateful that I'm able to see my mom with two eyes. You know, I'm grateful to see the world with two eyes. You know, it's more of like a, I wouldn't really say that it's made me more grateful for the game. It's more so made me grateful as, like, a human, you know, as a person. It's a pretty traumatic experience, but it's made me a better man because of it, you know?
It almost kind of makes baseball secondary in a sense, because you've talked about it, you know, obviously life is more important itself, and being able to, you know, survive that kind of thing, fully recover like you have, and now it's almost like you can almost enjoy this a little bit more, it seems like.
Yeah, and truly, like, that was the first, I think, couple months in years, like 5 or 6 years that I physically had to stop playing baseball. That's something I haven't done. You know, I'm pretty a nonstop person. Like, I do this thing for a living, and, like, I pride myself on that. This is what I do every day. And so that forced me to, like, relax, you know? Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I think that's made me more comfortable in the box, because it took me to have a step, or it forced me to take a step back from baseball and make me really realize that at the end of the day, it truly is just a game.
With that, you're away from the game for a little bit, for, like you said, first time in a while, so it had to be a little bit of a different experience not being able to do baseball activities for that kind of stretch. But it seems like you've talked about it, it's come back, and you've had a really good start because of it.
Yeah, I don't really necessarily like to think about how I play. I think that's a virtue of how I prepare. You know, I think that's, if I'm preparing to my best ability every day, making my body feel as good as it can, the results are going to be what they be. But if I'm able to put myself in the best possible chance to succeed every day, I'm doing my job correctly.
We're talking to catcher Colin Tuft. Colin, this is your second year with the Shorebirds, first full year, rather. You played with the team at the end of last year. So as you look back at that first little stint you had with the Shorebirds, what maybe did you take away from pro ball that first go-around that maybe you feel like you're more comfortable with now that you're here in year two?
I think getting that experience in the first year after getting drafted was good to just get acclimated, you know, understand how things operate, understand the timing of things, kind of structuring my schedule around that, you know. It's the first time where I didn't have, let's say, a class in the morning the next day. You know, I mean, I've played summer ball before, but you're also not doing it as a living. You know, at the end of the day, it's fundamentally different when you get a paycheck. And so I think it was a great learning experience of how do I translate my old game into this game? How do I translate my good habits into these new habits, you know? So I think the offseason helped me a lot into becoming a professional. I think I was still a college player playing professional baseball last year, but I think this year I've truly become a professional baseball player. I think that's the main difference between the two. You know, I think that comes to preparation, you know, and how you prepare your body, how you do stuff on a day-to-day basis. You know, I think I'm a very disciplined person, and I like to attack every day to the fullest of my ability.
Yeah, it's probably a lot easier to show up to the ballpark not worrying about having to write a paper or do any sort of homework like that. So I imagine it's a lot easier to just keep your mind focused on baseball and focus it on it as your career, as your living, knowing you don't have all those other extracurriculars going on in the background.
Yeah, yeah. I was truly a student athlete. You know, like I know a lot of players that like they go to school, but they really play baseball. I was a true student athlete. I took big pride in being the best student I could be, you know, and so having that being in my past, I'm ready to attack pro ball and give everything that I have to baseball now, you know, so it's very exciting change.
And the last thing I got for you, coming up as a catcher through the draft, you've caught a lot at Tulane, you've caught quite a bit here, but you also play the outfield a little bit, some first base as well. Is catching kind of the preferred position for you, or are you just kind of more focused on maybe more learning all positions and giving yourself as much versatility as possible?
I think I'm at my best when I can provide the manager the most flexible lineup that he can put forth. You know, at the end of the day, like I am a competitor, and what I like to do is win, you know, and so I think I'm at my best when I'm able to give our guys the most flexible lineup. So let's say somebody's running hot in the outfield, you know, and then they need me to step in to catch because they're going hot, you know, and vice versa with any other position. I would love to be able to fill in spots in the infield in the far future. You know, I think that's something that is like a fever dream almost, you know, or not fever dream, but that's more of like, I guess I'm still a kid dreaming, I guess, at some point. But yeah, honestly, it's just to give the manager the most versatility. I don't want to be tied down to one position because I think I'm a multifaceted athlete that can provide value in many different ways than just catching. But that's not to say I don't love catching either, you know, or don't love that. I just love playing and I love winning. So,
excellent stuff, Colin. Really appreciate the time, Finn. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Catcher Colin Tuff. We're back with lineups and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.